you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Happy Friday, I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
We had our whole year-end unearthed for 2023.
Yes, indeed. You had a whole thing you were going to talk about.
I did. So, for a long time, pretty much every installment of Unearthed, we have had a whole section of repatriations. So sometimes this has been like artifacts, artwork, something like that, being returned from a museum or other institution to the place it originally came from. The word repatriations is also used to talk about human remains being returned to their place of origin. Some communities prefer the term rematriations. I have seen this in a few write-ups, especially relating to sometimes human remains, sometimes other cultural or religious objects. And we did not have any in the episode this time, even though I had a whole gigantic list of them. And part of it was the way that I did Unearthed this year, or this time, there were some things that I wrote up. I did the write-up sort of as I went. But then I started just collecting the links in the different categories, and then I would go back to them later and do the actual write-up of all of them.
Gotcha.
And in this particular case, the repatriations I had left for last, and I got to them, and we already had 2 complete episodes of Unearthed without the repatriations. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to have to cut. I'm going to have to go through and like, let's find out what's the most interesting, make some cuts. And then as I was reading the things that we had to talk about, overwhelmingly this time, they were things that had been looted, recently seized by law enforcement. None of the ones, I mean, it's possible that there were things that I did not see or that were not reported, but nothing that I found from the third quarter of, or the fourth quarter of 2023 was about sort of the questioning of how we look at these kinds of items from like a cultural perspective and how
right.
museums, none of it was about like, how are museums evaluating their own collection? Like, what does this mean? How do we have meaningful museum collections that are not harming communities that these objects really belong to, right? Overwhelmingly, it was, you know, this was stolen from Nepal in 1982, or this was all connected to an antiquities dealer, and we learned this antiquities dealer was trafficking in a lot of stuff that was looted. Like,
right.
None of it really was about greater questions, and I sort of just felt like I was reading off a police blotter. and the one that wasn't related to that was one of a handful of things that have made headlines where an individual person has decided to return something that either they had gotten or their family member had gotten. And in this case, it was somebody who had inherited some items from their late father. And one of their late father's last wishes had been to return these items to where they came from. And the reason that I didn't really get into that was that, like, there was one specific expert who had sort of volunteered their time to help with this. And I was like, I feel like if I simultaneously, I want to thank this person for their work, but I also don't want to wind up in a position where this person is being overwhelmed by requests for help from people who are I want to return something and I don't know how. So yeah, that it just, the more I looked at it, the more I was like, I cannot figure out a way to talk about this that feels like it's a meaningful way and not just a list of stuff that was more recently stolen.
Right.
So that is why.
No repatriations this time.
We did not have an exhumations section. It's actually been a little while, I think, since we had a whole exhumations section because, as has been the case a few times, most of the things that I found that were about exhumations were not about, like, the exhumation of a historically significant person for some reason. They were, like, a family's ongoing effort to find closure in their loved one's murder. And that does not feel like what we are really focused on as a podcast.
Yeah.
We are not a true crime show about ongoing murder investigations. Unless the murder investigation is somebody that died in, like, 1547.
The person who varnished the floorboards of the theater where Shakespeare walked.
Where Shakespeare might have walked, not even definitely walked.
That varnisher might have been murdered. I would actually love that story. That would be great.
That does sound pretty cool. So, yeah, that's kind of the thinking behind some of those things. This time around, we will see. We will see what happens next time. I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Was there anything in these episodes that particularly jumped out at you this time around, Holly?
You
know sometimes
it.
there's a favorite that you have.
I'm always writing down notes as we go. The Egyptian artifacts in Scotland. Of course, I'm like, it does two things. I know I've mentioned before that I often, whenever we do Unearthed, it makes me think about how we live today and what people are going to extrapolate meaning-wise from the things they dig up from our houses.
Right.
And I'm still working on my campaign to make sure future civilizations think that Greedo was some sort of deity. I'm working very hard on this.
Yeah.
But the Egyptian stuff made me think, like, did no one consider maybe his family did not think it was cursed, but they were trying to give him, even though it was not at his burial site, an Egyptian style burial where they're like, here's all your stuff.
All.
You sure love Egypt. We're going to do this ceremonially at home.
If that speculation was anywhere in the write-ups on this, I did not see it. But yeah, I can imagine that also.
Right? That's what my friends would do. They would be like, let's figure out, this person collects all this weird stuff that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Probably cackling at the fact that someone is going to think that Egyptians magically visited.
Yeah.
That's how it would work in our circle. This one might surprise you that this stuck out to me.
Mm-hmm.
The sandal in the well.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, again, has anybody theorized that this is a bratty brother scenario?
Right. That's one of, I mean.
Like, especially if it's all kind of fancy and beautifully, you know, designed with all the curly cues and the circular symbols. I'm like, is that like, you know, two wealthy kids running around playing and somebody steals somebody's sandal and throws it down the well so they can never get it back?
Yeah. Or, you know, your ex who broke your heart, throw the favorite sandal down the well.
Just the one. Keep one for...
The other one might still be down there in this scenario.
That's true.
It's not been found in the well.
That's true.
It was, I don't know how, so often when we're working on Unearthed, I will wind up with multiple articles about the same thing. And they are all reporting the same points. And I'm like, I really feel like everyone is reporting the same sources reporting. Like, sometimes a reporter is clearly doing original reporting, conducting interviews themselves, all of that. Like, we've made no secret about the fact that when we do this, we are reporting on what is reported, right?
Right.
We are not generally, there are some exceptions, but we're not generally like conducting interviews ourselves with the people who did this research. That would not work for this format of episode in the time allowed to do it. But sometimes it seems like there are 8 different newspaper articles all saying the exact same thing. And it sort of feels like everybody is just kind of reporting each other's work. And so I don't know if that's what happened with this detail of it was the sandal of somebody who was cleaning the well.
Right.
But like that just appeared everywhere. And the description was always so definitive. And I was like, how did we conclude that it was... It's possible that somewhere there's an explanation of how that was determined to be the source of the sandal in the well. But every time I was like, how do you know that's what happened? Because, like, I'm sort of thinking, I don't know, maybe somebody had a weird superstition about their shoe and they wanted to throw it in the well.
Right? Maybe they thought the shoe was haunted. Maybe. Somebody spit on their shoe. There could be anything. And there's
like
so many
very
reasons
beautiful
to get rid
shoe.
Of a shoe. One of the other things that jumped out at me, of course, was the Busy Fiend.
Yes.
And I told you I want to make a drink called the Busy Fiend now that has a lot of caffeine and cinnamon in it. We'll get right to work on that. But what it really made me chuckle about is the idea of it made me want to start going to thrift stores and buying paintings so that I could paint a little fiend into each one of them.
That sounds great. One of the things that struck me about that is that one of the things that I read had all of these quotes from like reviews of the painting from the time that really reminded me of like when somebody reads an advanced copy of a book and they post about it on their Goodreads and then 27 other people who have not read the book give it a 1-star review.
Right.
Like, it just, people seemed so, they had such strong feelings about this image in the painting. And some of them I was like, you weren't there though. It seems like you were not writing from where the painting was displayed.
Right.
So like, yeah.
But they're an expert on Shakespeare. Did you know he walked upon the... I can't get over the floorboard thing.
The floorboard thing.
I'm like, okay. The last thing that, of course, jumped out at me that will surprise no one is like, bring back the woolly dog.
Yeah.
Did you see any pictures of the pelt or the...
I didn't see pictures of the pelt. Something we did not mention was part of this work involved... an artistic rendering of what these dogs would have looked like, because of course, based on when,
there are no photos.
Few to know. There may be some somewhere, but they would have been like from a pretty early era of photographs. But yeah, there was an artistic rendering that was made.
Oh, they're white.
Yeah.
Oh, they're Spitz type. Oh my gosh, bring back the woolly dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did think that this dog was very cute from
like,
the
painfully cute
the rendering.
Painfully cute.
So yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
As I understand it, the way this happened was that the Smithsonian was like, "Hey, we want to look at this pelt, but we also like we want your input." And so actively sought out input for that.
Which is cool, and I'm glad that they notated not only that there was co-authorship, but they made it very clear like we would not have understood any of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had we not spoken to these people,
right.
Which is very cool, but also bring back the woolly dog just for the not of any cultural or heritage importance. I just want there to be woolly dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. I am looking at an article now where there are some photos that were taken in like the late 1800s, that are printed in this. And like,
cute
I don't know,
babies.
As we've talked before, I have always been more of a cat person than a dog person, but I find this dog to be very cute.
So cute. Puppers. All the puppers all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the main things that jumped out at me this time around. Art. Hand axes. Love it.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure out, like, I read the same... you know, same basic points write-up of the hand axe in the painting a few times. And I was like, why? I feel like there's something missing. And then I went to the actual paper and got into the paper's description of, like, thunderstones and the sort of cultural importance of these objects people were finding that they did not really understand was, like, a prehistoric hand axe, which is what we think they are today. But people had sort of built a mythology around them. And I was like, oh, this makes it make sense. Like, why?
Why he'd want one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, happy Friday, everybody. Whatever is happening on your weekend, I hope it is as great as possible. We will have a Saturday classic tomorrow. We will have something brand new on Monday. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.